Sinead Egan is here with what it says in the papers.
Record inflation leaves wages short, says the main headline on page one of this morning's Irish Examiner. Below, the paper reports that employers across the country are likely to be inundated with pay hike demands from workers stung by the cost of inflation. ICTU General Secretary Patricia King confirmed that its private sector committee will meet on Tuesday to discuss the crisis and their demand for members' pay increases. And inflation at a 22-year high is covered across the papers this morning. The Irish Daily Mail leads on the angle that the price of flights has almost doubled in a year and that Ryanair and Aer Lingus are warning of more fare hikes as the cost of fuel soars. Emails reveal the power struggle over new NPHET is the lead story for the Irish Independent this morning. Hugh O'Connell writes that what the paper characterises as serious tensions between Health Minister Stephen Donnelly, his top civil servant Robert Watt and Chief Medical Officer Dr Tony Houlihan over a new group to replace NPHET are laid bare in newly released documents obtained under Freedom of Information. The membership and responsibilities of the new group were the subject of significant friction between the three men, according to the paper. Jennifer Bray reports on page one of the Irish Times that the government will move to clarify a contentious phrase in legal documents surrounding the relocation of the National Maternity Hospital. The paper reports that senior sources last night confirmed that work was underway on a legal codicil, which would clarify the statement that procedures will be available in the hospital where clinically appropriate and legally permissible. A number of coalition TDs called for the clarification amid concern that it creates ambiguity around who decides what may or not be clinically appropriate at the hospital. Brooks Gullion's spirited performance at last night's Eurovision semi-final in Turin is on the front of several papers this morning. Sadly, she didn't make it through to the final. The Independent, on page three, reports that there was shock and disappointment among her fans at the result and that the hashtag robbed was trending on social media last night. Former winners Emer Quinn and Niamh Kavanagh both tweeted support to 23-year-old Brooke, who thanked her fans and said she'd never forget Eurovision. And as to tomorrow night's grand final, the Irish Sun's front page reports that Russian cyber criminals are plotting sabotage to prevent a Ukraine win. According to the paper, fears are rising that a pro-Vladimir Putin hacker gang would try to paralyse online voting servers ahead of anticipated support for the Ukrainian entry. And on the front page of the Examiner, Own English has the story of 7-year-old Dara Kenny from Passage West in County Cork, who unearthed an archaeological treasure while doing some seaside digging in West Cork. Dara was playing on Dunwarley Beach when he found a 5,000-year-old Neolithic flint arrowhead, which the paper reports is probably older than the pyramids of Egypt and Stonehenge. The National Museum of Ireland has collected the artefact and has invited Dara to visit this summer so he can inspect the arrowhead. And, as is set out under the National Monuments Act, Dara is also in line for a small finder's fee.